Semina, Kitam Skatna, wow, tata, wow, everybody, welcome and greeting you all in the Hewe Win in the Cree language to Coffee and Cree here Sunday mornings on the Windspeaker Radio Network and joined by
Neil Redcrow.
Neil Redcrow from the Atsimwin Opaspo Society teaching us Wagutawin terms, which is our relationships.
Yeah.
And we last left off with mother, father, daughter, son, and of course, big part of our lives and our families in the Wagamaganuk is our grandparents, right?
Yeah.
Were you spend a lot of time with your grandparents at home?
My late Nmusumpan, I spent a lot of time with him. He was still alive when I was kind of growing up. Nuhkumpan, she kind of passed away when I was too young to remember. I was a little bit younger. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Same with me. I had lots of good memories of Musumpan and Nuhkumpan, both of them off in the happy hunting grounds now. But talking about grandmothers, how would we say, and we just said it, but to teach our listeners, how do we say my grandmother?
So even I was just thinking about the word. There's no word for grandparents in Nehiowewin, like as a whole.
As a general.
Yeah, but there is for parents. So when you go, if we just go back a little bit to parents,
sure,
you would say, Nini Gigwak, my parents.
Nigi Gigwak.
Nini Gigwak.
Nigi Gigwak.
Nini Gigwak, yeah.
For my parents.
Yeah. And then grandparents, funny enough, for both of them, there's not really a word for the pair. But there's a singular words like no kum,
my no kum.
Yeah.
For my grandmother.
My grandmother.
And then your grandmother
is kohkum.
Kohkum. And that's the word
yeah.
that we've heard for centuries growing up yeah. of everybody calls them my kukum, my kukum, my
exactly,
kukum, right?
Yeah.
It kind of just, I guess, got adapted as the word, right?
Yeah, throughout the years it got adapted just because people would say, Ntoa pam kukum, go see your grandmother. And then they keep hearing that word,
kukum, 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 kukum.
But then when they lost the language, they just kept the one word, which is kukum. I'm going to go see my kukum. That actually means I'm going to go see my, your grandmother.
And we, in that yeah. that phrase though, Ntao wapam Gokom
yeah.
is to go wapam see
yeah.
Gokom, your grandmother.
Yeah. Go see your grandmother. Yeah.
Oh, miyasin. And then, of course, can't leave our Muslims out. And we hear that word Muslim all the time. How would we say grandfather?
Nimosum.
For my grandfather.
Yeah.
My awesome. Grandfather. So then Kimosum for your
grandfather.
Yeah. Your grandfather.
Muslim.
And then if we're, I guess, maybe another ceremonial word is if we're going to say our. So we're going to make it pluralize it and speak with ours, but not yours, like our grandfather.
Yeah, Kimosumnawak. People say like, it's like the grandfathers.
Okay.
Kimosumnawak, yeah. Kimosumnawak.
Kimosumnawak.
Kimosumnawak, yeah.
For our grandfather.
Yeah.
Tagake. Now, of course, we've went through grandfather, grandmother, mother, father. Now, our siblings. We you know, I grew up with siblings. You grew up with siblings?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have brothers and sisters. How would we just say a sibling in general?
Nitsan.
Nitsan.
Yeah.
But when you see it spelt, there's that extra I, so you're shortening that, right?
Yeah, Nitsan.
Nitsan, so Nitsan. And then to pluralize it, we just put the uk on the end of it,
yeah.
right?
Because
it's
Nitsan.
Because it's an animate, right?
Yeah.
Nitsanak. And then again, Kitsanak, if yeah. I'm talking about your siblings in general. But now we go into brothers and sisters. And there's, I think there's different words when you're talking about an older or a younger sibling. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. So your older brother you would call Nistes.
Nistes, that's my older brother. Gistes for your older brother. But if you have a younger sibling.
Your younger sibling would be called Nisimis.
Nisimis. That's yeah. our younger sibling. Okay. Now, so for our sisters. I have older sisters. I have two older sisters. Tansikatuan for older sister.
Nimis.
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 And then Kimis. Or yeah. Kimis.
Kimis, yeah.
For your older sister. Now, when we go into words for our wives and husbands and spouses, obviously that's part of Wagutawin, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I want to say my wife, because I'm married, you have a wife at home, how do we say my wife?
Niwa.
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 And then your wife, Kiwa.
Kiwa, yeah.
Okay. And then for our wives, obviously, that want to talk about their husbands, and they say, my husband.
Ninapim, ninapim.
Even if they're real mad at you?
Yeah, even if they don't love you.
And then kinapim for your husband. And then there's a couple other words that are used as almost like relationship words, companion words, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I hear Dallas and Fawn use this one back to each other all the time from the Cree Chatter Hour for what's the word that they use for my spouse, I guess, or companion?
Nuigimagan.
Nuigimagan.
Nuigimagan, yeah.
Okay, is that word broken down into anything there?
Yeah, it's literally wige means to live in a certain
place. Wige, okay, yeah. Like to live at a home, yeah, so, okay.
Nuigimagan is the one I share a home with.
Nuigimagan. Yeah. The one I share a home with, Kiwigimagan, if I'm talking about your spouse that you share.
The one you're shacked up with, if you want to put it. Wige.
Now, my companion, another one, is this one just more of a term of endearment here that you hear, Nuitsi?
Nuitewagan kind of has a few meanings, so it can mean my companion, as in wife, husband, like that, or it could mean someone you travel with, like a good friend. So you hear the word lots in Cree, like Niti.
Niti, yeah.
It's a shortened version of Nuitewagan, which means my friend or crony or
buddy. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no gender related to that. That's just Nuitsimagan.
Yeah, exactly. Like sometimes people will say like Nuitsiwaganuk, my buddies, my
okay.
Friends,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tagake. So
it has more than one meaning.
Okay. When we talk about our friends, I'm gonna talk about my friend, because that's also a part of Wagutu in our relationships. How do I say my friend?
So that last word that I just shared, you can use that, Nuitewagan, or Nituteem.
Nituteem.
Yeah, Nituteem.
And then to pluralize it, if I'm talking about a bunch of friends, I'm going to say Nituteemak.
Nituteemak, yeah.
Nituteemak.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a word, is there a word for just my loved ones in general that might not kind of be a generalized word, I guess, right?
Yeah, so you could even use that word kind of like how we use the word Nuwakumaganak, my relatives. Some people say Nisagihaganak, Nisagihaganak.
And we're seeing that word love, Sagi.
Yeah, Sagi.
In there.
Yeah.
Nisagihaganak.
Yeah,
my loved ones. And then, we already talked about Nuwakumaganak just for our relatives. But what about our neighbors, even if they don't like us? How do we tanse katwan? They don't like us.
They don't like us.
How do we see my neighbors?
You could say nuitaske maganak. You share a parcel of land with them. Nuitaske. Or else nuitapimagan. The one they literally is kind of like saying you sit with them, right? So,
okay.
Your next door neighbor.
Nuitaske magan.
Nuitaske magan, yeah.
And that's to share your land with somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Like the town of Witaskewin, right? Witaskewin.
Okay.
It's the same word, Nuitaske magan. You're sharing an area.
Oh, here I thought it meant cars cost less.
That's
here.
What I always thought too.
Now, for our elders out there, we hear this one a lot in the communities. How would we say to refer to an elder?
Elder, keteayak.
Keteayak.
Keteayak, yeah.
Okay. And if you want to say, like, my elder, can we put the prefix ni on there? I guess they don't belong to us.
You could say ngetem. Yeah.
Ngetem.
So, interesting enough, sometimes I was saying there was no word for grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people will say ngetem na nak. Our elders. Yeah, our elders.
Oh,
and they're referring to like all their grandparents and their siblings. So, because in Nehioi, when Wakutuin, you don't just have only your two grandparents. All their brothers and sisters are also your Kimosumak and your Kukumak.
Grandparents. Yeah.
It's not a one-way street like it is in Munyanak.
Tagake. Again, Neil Redcrow joining us today on Coffee and Cree, talking about Wagutuin terms, relationship terms. We've went through pretty much the bulk of them, right?
Quite a bit, yeah.
Where can we find you online?
So I have a Facebook page called Achimwin Opaspiu Nehioewin. And that's where I post all the information about events we're doing, classes we're doing, registration. So that's the fastest place to, if you want to enroll in the classes or anything like that.
And is the word warrior in there somewhere? Is that, what is that middle word? Where
Buspiu is like someone who survives.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So language survivors.
Achimwin Opaspiu is more related to the stories of the survivors of the residential school.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Yeah. Awesome. Well, we're going to throw all the information up online, and we want to thank you again for joining us on another episode of Pigate Wapoy Egwa.
Nehioewin.
Join us next Saturday for a brand new guest right here on Coffee and Cree on the Windspeaker Radio Network.